Then we take it down and go to the smokehouse with it, and we had a pole across this way. And we'd take an oak bind the size of this, and we come to those middlings first. We always put the middlings up first. Make a hole through that corner of that middling, through here, and run your oak bind to it. Get two of them in there. And I put the gentleman up and hold him until he tied. Get the other one done, put him on the other side. Then we'd say for this end, we put the handle down there and shoulders up here. Hung up practice the same way.
These were corn-fed hogs, huh?
Corn-fed hogs, they were eating nothing but corn from the time they started. Corn and clear water.
Oh boy.
That's the best bacon that's ever been manufactured.
I noticed there's a fellow down below Marietta down here who has bacon and hams.
Yeah, we did when we lived there. If I was out in the country, to have it now. I learned something else after it was practically too late. Down there when I lived in the old log house, long 23 or 24, I raised two shows, kept two pigs out of a litter. One of them was a black one. Their mother was a red Duroc, and the daddy of the pigs was a little bone pole in China. Well, I sold off all them shows to my neighbor, you know. Kept two. I let them run in a horse line. Well, you take hungry horses. When they go to trot, they're so hungry they'll swallow grains of corn they chewed up. Mm-hmm. Now then when that passed through that horse, well, them pigs would get it, and I fed them so much corn. You never seen a hog grow so in your life that was a red one and a black one. And that red one had taken all the neighbors I could wreck a scrape to ever hang him up so I could take his guts out.
Mm-hmm.
He was that big. Yeah, they all guessed him weighed 550 pounds. You never saw such a middling. Well, you talk about lifting me and them neighbors, really lifted. Now, I learned something to, I'll tell you why we had trouble. He was so large, see, the old-fashioned way was called a meat hog in an iron barrel. Well, heck, them hogs were so large, it had all the middling, couldn't get no hot water on it, because it wasn't down in the barrel. We had to reheat the water in the wash pots, and we wanted pour and the other cover with a tow sack. Pour the hot water on there, scald it, and then cover it with a tow sack. Just a little bit. Jerk that tow sack up and grab your knife and you get it right on. But I learned to beat that. I'd taken a grubbing hole, that's after I left that place now. I'd taken a grubbing hole and a shovel and a big pick, and I dug me out of that. I had some awful big hogs that year. Right down in good hard clay ground, had about knee deep, or a little better. And about as, well, better than, way over half as long as this. Better than half of this length of this desk. And we had a little mule, the one I told you about, it's so good to plow in the garden. Now, I had mules at the same time. You couldn't have got them in 20 steps of that doggone dead hog. They ain't not going about it. But I could just lead old Kate up with a single tree, fasten the single tree to his hind legs, and just drag him in where I wanted to with that mule. So I made this bat, and I laid, hooked a mule onto the big, it's a big white OIC hog, that's the name of it.